Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
I'm saying evening because it's about 3:30 here in Delaware where I am, and we're on the East Coast time. We have with us today this amazing, amazing group. They've been with us before when they were just getting started, and I am just so excited to have them back because I want to see what their transition has been like and what it has been like for them since we've last had them on the show. Now, they're the girl group, and it's a trio. It's called Blush. It's B-L-U-S-H-H-H. And they're, they're contemporary rap and R&B. They have amazing funky style and fashion sense, and they are kind of like, how can I put it? I think a lot of people are comparing them to TLC, Da Brat, and Lil' Kim. A lot of people also saying that will they be like their mentor who formed the group, Matthew Knowles. Matthew Knowles, he is the, I guess you could say, the founder of Destiny's Child. And they keep trying to see if they would compare, but I don't think they compare at all. They have their own unique sound. They have their own unique style, and I like them. I like them a lot. Joining us right now is one of the members of the group, and her name is Sunny, and she is going to kind of hold it down until her other members are able to join us. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you one of the members of the group, Blush. Hello.
Hi. This is Bunny, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bunny.
Yeah, I actually had them connected, and somehow it disconnected. Oh, here they are. I'm merging them right now.
Oh, great. I'm sorry, Bunny.
Alrighty. Hello?
Okay. Yes.
We're all here.
Oh, great. Hey, ladies.
We're, like, in bad service. You know, get every answer in. So just, you know, if the call drops, we're going to call back, but just letting you know what it is.
Okay. It's not a problem at all. I'm glad you could join us. I'm so happy for you. I want to hear everything. I want to know what it's been like. I want to know, you know, how things have been going and what are all the exciting things that you have in store for us.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Everything's been great. We've been pretty much just been traveling. This is Bunny speaking, by the way. We've been, we just got off of a radio promo tour. I mean, not a radio promo, a tour with 7 Streeter. We're going on a radio promo tour for our new single, Work, that just, the video is dropping this week, coming up on the 11th. And we're super excited about that. It's promoting just all different things, you know, working for what you believe, supporting the LGBTQ community, and really just, you know, just showing different aspects of how you put in work. You work for what you want. So we're super excited about that, but everything's been so great.
Yes, I see. I've been reading all the articles, and there's been nothing but great press about you. How has this transition affected you, each of you personally?
Sunny? Well, this is Bunny, and I think that throughout this whole entire process, each of us we've been, you know, dealing with different things in our own way. Tally, she's been dealing with her health, and we've been helping her and supporting her through that. We've each gone through like our own trials and our own things that we face, different battles, but we're all here for each other. And as long as we have each other, that's all that matters. We're staying positive and uplifting each other, so everything's great.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm really sorry to hear that Tally's having some issues in regards to her health. We hope everything is going well for her.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great, great. Now, you have the amazing mentor, Mr. Matthew Knowles, as your, I guess you could say, your godfather. Now, having him as the godfather of Blush, how's that been? I mean, he's just got this amazing history. How's that been?
Can you?
I can hear.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a person.
You're dropping in and out.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Her
yes.
phone's going in and out. Pretty. Yeah, it's going in and out.
Okay. Okay. So, is Sunny?
This is Bunny.
Oh, Bunny.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you now.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I was saying that he's a very humble entrepreneur, so he teaches a lot of things that went through, which you know hasn't been done since Motown and Berry Gordy. So great for it. Also,
okay, she's dropping out again. So sorry you're having this technical stuff going on and everything.
Yeah.
Bunny? Okay, Bunny. So she's dialed into you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she tried to dial into you guys, but I don't know if this thing,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to text you a number and you can text me her number and I can probably try to call her in direct, okay?
Okay, perfect.
So, so until then, let's continue to talk. Now,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Having Matthew Knowles
can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Keep going.
Okay. Having Matthew Knowles as your, I call him your fairy godfather. I mean, it must be amazing. What things has he taught you so far?
He's taught us a lot of different things. He's taught us about how to be better artists, how to be better individuals, how to be business women, which is very much so key. And for our longevity and the foundation, you know, us as a group. And he taught us about how important our sisterhood and our bond is, which he, you know, moved us in so we all stay together. And, you know, he was like, you never know, you know, a person until you stay with them and this is going to be the best for y'all's longevity and y'all long run, and it's been amazing because, you know, he knows everything about his girl group.
That's how was it all of you moving in together? Was there any kind of adjustment period or you just got along right away?
We're already getting along, so it kind of worked out well because we already knew what we were getting into and how.
Okay, then that's good. That's really good. Now, I understand that after you released your old school hip hop past, present, and future CD, then came the fact that you possibly have a reality TV series coming up too?
Yes, we do. That's the same ones that
I can't hear.
You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
I can hear
it's
you,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're signed with Benjamin Murray Production Company, and they're going to be documenting the process of a girl group under Matthew Knowles.
Oh, okay. Now, having Matthew Knowles and his history, have you had contact with any of the members of Destiny's Child, and have they given you any advice or mentored you in any way?
Yes, our Auntie Kells, Kelly Rowland, she's actually mm-hmm. played a major part in our lives, even before Mr. Knowles came along, funny story. But she's actually gave us a lot of advice for our sisterhood and as a girl group coming up in the industry and how to keep our triangle very tight.
Oh, good. That is really important, extremely important. Now, I need to know, you know, sometimes when a person forms a girl group, they have this image of them in mind, and they want to change them. How have you been able, because you all look amazing, I like your style, how have you been able to maintain your style and not make any, like, major changes as to who you are?
Well, the great thing about that is we were informed by Mr. Knowles. He found us as we are. We were kind of already in to ourselves and knew our roles. We were 5 years in since we were young and working on it. So he found us and he just kind of polished us as we were, just told us in our lanes. So we naturally just fell into our places. So this is why we feel like this is destiny. We're set to do this because it kind of naturally happened. We didn't force it. So each one of us have a role. You know, it's a sexy blush.
Mhm. Okay, great. Now, what is your every group has something that they believe in and stand for. What does your group believe in and stand for?
Beauty lives under stoned hearts, which is the meaning,
Ooh.
The acronym of our name.
Excuse me.
Yes. I was ready for that, Gary. Yeah, we live by that. That's us. We believe the beauty is under our stone hearts. We've been through each. One of us have backgrounds and stories, which you'll see in the reality show more in depth, a vulnerable side and who we are and what makes us.
Oh, wow. Great. Excellent. So when is this reality show scheduled to start airing?
Well, right now we're shooting the pilot. So as soon as with E, so as soon as that gets together and they decide, you know, what season they want to, around what season of the year they want to do it, then we'll know. Mm-hmm. So it's up on our website. Of course, we'll let everybody know.
And this is the same person that does the Kardashians?
Yes.
Oh,
you know,
so this is...
You can Google them. They have a list. They did all the way back from, you know, Real World Project.
Oh, so this is going to be very classy.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean, right? Very classy. Excellent. I mean, I will probably be watching it. And I have to say, now, okay, this is really interesting for me because of the simple fact that I really believe that we need more girl groups. And what feedback have you been getting from people in regards to your girl group?
We've gotten a breath of fresh air, refreshing. A lot of people, that's the response. And that we've been a breath of fresh air or refreshing. That's the most common.
Okay. And why do you like, and why do you have such a passion for old school 90s music?
We grew up listening to that. We all are connected on that note. We believe in studying the greats to be great. And that's where, to us, that's where the roots are of hip hop. That's where you see women breaking barriers, such as Queen Latifah. You see lots of them.
Okay, great. You know, and that's interesting because as far as, you know, women breaking barriers, you know, back in that particular era, there were just so many. You had, I mean, before that, the late 80s, early 90s, you had, let's see, oh my goodness, it just escapes me. There have been so many of them that have come through. And I think MC Light is one of them. Like you said, Queen Latifah, Lil' Kim. Let's see, Foxy Brown. All of these women came through, and they've done amazing things. And they branched out into other directions. What other directions do you see yourselves going into, going forward into the future?
Well, we're not thinking ahead. We're trying to, Mr. Knowles always taught us to focus on the day and get through the day. And that's the way you succeed, in mastering one thing at a time. You can't try to do and dibble-dabble in everything. You will never get one thing accomplished fully. So we look up to them, of course, as being business people and entrepreneurs. But as of now, we're focusing on making Blush the number one female hip-hop group to do it.
You know, that is some of the best advice I have heard. I mean, I'm gonna take that myself.
Thank you.
Yes, you have to master the art. There was a book that I read. It was called The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And he said, in order to be an expert at something, you have to spend at least 10,000 hours doing it. So
yes.
I feel you on that one. So therefore, I guess you're putting in your 10,000 hours, huh?
Yes, we are.
That is excellent. Now, okay, what each of you, each of you are individuals. What do each of you do to keep yourself centered and calm when you're not focused completely and totally on the next show or the next song? What do you do for yourself?
Well, this is Tally. I'll go real quick. I run away. I like to do nature things, so I go hike. I disappear into nature.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's nice.
This
yes.
is Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I surround myself with my family and my close friends, and just to see them smile like makes me smile. So I'm like, okay, it's like a breath of fresh air just to see them happy and to be in that aura and to just see happy people. So, yeah.
You kind of open up another route for yourself.
Okay.
Oh, this is Sunny, and I pretty much just pray and meditate.
This is
like a quiet time to myself and flick.
Now, you know, I believe Bunny, she mentioned her friends. How have your friendships changed or not changed since you've gotten all of this media attention and started really blowing up?
Well, I think it's changed for the better. It's kind of really helped you find out who your real friends are, so you can kind of figure you out. You don't get what you get now. So I think that's how it works. Our friends become all of our friends. I feel like that's the best way to go because you're moving together, and if they can't get with the crew, then they can't be a part of the life.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Go ahead.
I was piggybacking off of her.
Okay. Now.
Oh, I don't know. My bad. I answered. I don't know.
Oh, no, you're
fine. I didn't hear the question.
It's amazing because each one of you is like you're answering the other person, and oh, y'all just are so in sync with each other. That is amazing. I'm really liking what
Thank
I'm hearing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And it's great. It's great because, as you know, you're young women, and you know that women have a tendency of not being supportive of each other. So this is refreshing, as you said, and for me, it's really good to hear and to see. Now, what has, like, some of the training that you do, what is it like for you? How often are you in the studio dancing and rehearsing and, singing and working on your craft? How much time do you spend creating new songs? It's like, what's a day in the life for you guys?
It's get up.
Okay, you dropped again.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah. Okay, now we can hear
you.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we get up and we live together now. Our day in the life is music. We get a lot accomplished, whether we're freestyling, we have the guitar, we're trying to figure out how to do an acoustic version of our song, we're riding our bikes, we're practicing in our living room before we even step to the dance room. So the day in the life is very sporadic. until there's a schedule. Mm-hmm. And even the schedule is sporadic. You never really, you know, the industry is really just as organized as you think. There's always pop-up things. There's always something that you wouldn't, that you thought you were prepared for, but you wasn't. It's a shocker. Mr. Knows, he'll come knock on our door and surprise us. Hey, what you doing?
Okay. Now, have you guys traveled out of the country yet?
No, but we're excited to. We're ready to do that.
Okay. I was reading, and I saw that there's another group called Blush, and they're an Asian group, which was surprising. It's a five-member girl group.
Yeah, there was once upon a time. They're not a group anymore. Knows went into, as far as business-wise, he, you know, did his research and all, which is how we got the name Blush now instead of Blush Music.
Okay. Because I was like, huh? These, that don't look like them. So let's see. Because I know the last time you came on board, you interviewed with my sister, who unfortunately she's really sick and she can't do this now, and I'm kind of like trying to pick up the baton. Thank you. I'm picking up the baton on her behalf and trying to carry it forward. And you know, I understand about, you know, you having that bond and that uniqueness and how you have each other's back. So I'm going through that on my end as well with my sister. But you know, needless to say, what is one of your favorite, each one of you, they have the favorite thing that you have, a favorite thing that you like to do. What is each one of you's favorite thing?
This is funny, and I like to do a lot of things. I like to eat. We like food.
I like to eat
and
job.
Oh, okay. You like eating, you like
to eat. Some money, I could just do some wonders. I didn't even like getting the money.
Okay. That's interesting because I know sometimes retail therapy is always good, but a good meal. What's your favorite food? You know, what's your favorite?
This is Sunny, and I love seafood.
Okay. Oh, okay. Does anybody cook in the group?
We all cook.
Oh, good. That's excellent. Yeah. So you'll never go hungry.
Nope.
Never.
That is important. It's really important. Now, you know, I really, really, really enjoy the music video. Cinderella was very interesting. And with Mystical, featuring Mystical, that was interesting. What is it like to collaborate with all these different artists? How's that been for you?
It's been great. It's been inspiring and a lesson. Mm-hmm. We always learn something from them. They always take us under their wings. So it's been great.
So now you're joining the ranks of other female, I guess you could say, music artists. How does that feel to be in the ranks of those heavy hitters now that you're there?
It's sometimes unbelievable, but to us, we're comfortable with it. It helps us with communicating and building relationships with these people. So it's good. Can't wait to keep going and meeting more and doing more.
That's nice. That's nice to know because I know not going to sit here and say that I would know how to act with each situation. I may be a little starstruck. Have you ever been starstruck, and who has that person been?
No, we haven't been starstruck. We haven't yet, and which is cool, though, because it helps them feel more comfortable with us.
Oh, what you trying to say? I'm not cool?
No, it's not that. No, we're not saying that. We're pretty
laid
back.
I'm joking with you.
I get it. No, we're pretty laid back.
Mm-hmm. That's good because, you know, sometimes someone pops up on you, like you've had, like this person you've been a fan of forever, and they pop up on you, and I know that I would be like, okay, a little starstruck. But I'm not saying, you're saying I'm not cool and everything. It was just a joke. It's okay. So, now, do you have another album that's coming up, or are you just releasing more of the current one? Another CD?
No, we don't have. No, right now, no albums right now. The singles. Mission Nose believes it's just dropping singles. So as of now, there's no album.
Okay. Okay. That is good. That's interesting. Do you do any kind of marketing, unique marketing tools, marketing styles for your release of your singles?
The team takes over that. Our marketing manager, Lisa, she deals with that. Mr. Nose always tells us to stay in the artist lane, so
great. That, you know, I have to say that you are so disciplined and you really are following the leadership to a great deal.
Thank you. And
you're welcome. And that is great because a lot of times, sometimes artists want to get their hands in different things. It kind of muddies the water a little bit. And I just really commend the fact that you are really following to the letter the instruction that you're getting from your mentor. That is so important. And that is, it's important to your success as a group that you stay with that. And Mr. Knowles has done an amazing, amazing job of teaching you. And I'm just, I'm bowing down to Mr. Knowles. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome, ladies. It is, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure because of the simple fact that I don't often get the opportunity to really sit down with young ladies and just have this amazing kind of conversation.
Thank you. It was great talking with you.
Yes. So I hope that, you know, we can have you back soon. And around the time when your reality show comes on, and, you know, so I can ask you how does it feel filming those different kinds of things and letting yourself be so open and exposed. And if you have the time, I would love to have you back.
Yes,
exactly. Okay, great. So, ladies, you have an amazing day because I know where you are, it's just 1 o'clock. So enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend, and I appreciate having you on.
Thank you. You have a great day, too.
Okay, and I'm sorry about this. You're welcome, and I'm sorry about all of this technical stuff, but I don't know. These things happen.
We through. It's great.
Yes, we did. We did. Okay, take care, ladies.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, everybody, that was the girl group Blush, and they're part of the Matthew Knowles music label. And I have to tell you, I'm not going to belabor you too much with, my rhetoric, but what I'm going to say is we are at a time where we need to see positivity. We need to see people moving forward, living their dreams, and doing the things that make them most happy. And having this opportunity, regardless of the technical issues we had, to sit down and speak with these young ladies who are following their dreams and their passion, it was just really heartwarming for me. I hope that when you were listening and while you were listening, you heard what I heard, you know, unity, togetherness, they were uplifting each other and just being there for one another. And we need more of that. We need to have more of that. We need to have opportunities to hear more of that. I would like to give complete and total credit and acknowledgement to Mr. Matthew Knowles for creating this girl group and showing them and teaching them how to be great artists and how to exude professionalism. And, you know, it's really important to have all of these aspects in your life, regardless of what you decide to do. You need to have someone that will teach you and show you and mold you and guide you to be the person that you want to be and need to be and deserve to be. So I have to say, we need to just step up and we need to just do it even on the smallest level and allow our future generations have the opportunities to be the best that they could possibly be, to shine as brightly as they can possibly shine and just move forward and make this world a better place. I'm going to stop now because it's time for me to kind of sign out And each and every time I sign out, I let you know that you have to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of you, nobody else is going to be able to help you. And you're not going to be any good to anybody else. You have to follow your dreams. You cannot follow the next man's dreams. You cannot follow the dreams of the man behind you, because their destiny is different from yours. Their journey will be different from yours. And their purpose is different from yours. So follow you, do yours, do you. And also, I'd like to say to each and every one of you, God bless. Have an amazing, amazing weekend. Be well.